Okay, today's class is sponsored by Rabbi Avraham Aradian for Shidduchim and health and all good things. Okay, Kototera, Pashas Balescha, page 60, second column. Al Rebbe is explained, the difference between Aradian Akoy and Avraham Avinu. One is Avraham Avinu Mamata Lamaila, going from lower to higher. Then you come to the Aaron HaKohen, which is the level of Gilui Mamayla, that down here the world should feel the same way as it does upstairs. That means the only thing that exists is Hashem. There is no world, basically. And that Hamshacha is coming through Torah. Because when you have Torah, so then that's the Keli for this essence of Hashem, to bring down Elokus all the way down here. And he says that's the level of Shem and Zayas, because the Nalev is bitter. And then you create the shemen from the bitterness, like you said, the meridus of the distance of the neshama coming away from Hashem. Hashem is so infinitely great, and the neshama comes down into body, and if shemam is yitzhar and all that stuff. And that is bitter, and but dafka through that, you do Torah mitzvahs, and you learn Torah, and then you have this revelation of Elokus coming all the way down. So he says now like this, Lachain, five lines in the top of the second column. Therefore, it says that tzaddikim lasid lavei are going to say before Hashem the concept of kodesh. What does it mean? Kodesh, mashem mamshich and bechinas kodesh. Like he said that we learned before, there's kodesh with the vav, a kodesh without a vav, a kodesh. With the vav means you bring down alukus from kodesh, which is chachma, which is higher than world, removed, separated. And with the vav, you bring it down into the world. So that's why it says that tzaddik and lost the love are going to say kodesh, meaning they're going to take the level of kodesh without the vav, and they're going to be mamshechit into the level of world. And therefore, the malachim that are affected by what the yidden do, so because the yidden are bringing down this level of kodesh without the vav into the world, so then the malachim are able to say kodesh. So he says, this level of kodesh, he said before, comes through Torah. But now the question is, what aspect of Torah? He says, "Nimshach davka ide halachas ha-Torah, through the halachas of Torah, hamlubeshet begashmius mamish, that comes into the physical world." In other words, what aspect of Torah brings down this level of kedusha? He says, "Halacha," because halacha is dealing with the physical world. It's not abstract Torah. It's Torah dealing with the Gashmistika world. So now you want to bring down God, Elokus, into the physical world. So it's through the physical aspect of Torah, which is, like it says, halachas and so on.
Learning it or doing it?
No, here we're talking about Torah, learning it. And the other, though, in the Elam Esol Yainim, when you learn Torah, like we learned in Gan Eden, how do they learn Torah in Gan Eden? There's no animals over there. So how do you learn the laws of animals? It's like we said, the famous two analogies, the examples Siddhis gives. Shnayim Mechzim B'Talis, two people are holding on to a talis, and they're fighting. This one says, I found it. This one says, I found it. This one says, it's mine. This one says, it's mine. So how do they learn that in Gan Eden? There's no talis up there. There's nowhere. So Siddhis explained, garments, we learned our mitzvahs. Torah is food. You digest it internally. Mitzvahs are the level of makif, from garments. So Shnayim Mechzim B'Talis, the way they learn in Gan Eden is two neshamas fighting over a mitzvah. This one says, I did the mitzvah, and this one says, no, I did the mitzvah. Or the analogy is, another case Siddhis always brings down, Hamachlek Partek B'Chamer, somebody exchanges a cow for a donkey, and then the cow gave birth. You don't know, was it before the exchange, after the exchange, who does the calf belong to? So how do they learn that in Gan Eden? There's no calves over there, up there. So Chassidus explained, Chamod is a Lietzer Hara called Chamod, that's cold, always cold, Chumlius, and Pada is like the level of an ox, the gores. These are various different levels of the Yetzer Hara. Much as he says, This that seichel comes through speech. Shuruchni ain't the rakahodes a seichel. Ochen atipa gashmis malubish atmis a chokhma mamish. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is referring to it as follows. There's two types of sustenances. Hashpa. Hashpa of teacher to student, and hashpa of father to child. Now, when a teacher is mashpia to a student, so they're not mashpia, they're mashpia seichel, which is really not tangible, can't weigh seichel, so to speak, and it comes through speech. So what you're really giving is only, you're not giving the essence of the teacher. You're giving the intellect of the teacher. But when a parent creates a child and produces seed, that seed is not only a revelation of the father, it's the essence of the father. So therefore, that hashpa of father and child is a much deeper level of hashpa than a teacher and a student. Teacher and a student is more spiritual, and the father and child is more physical. So he says, that's the mashal it's given. What? Rabbi and student. Teacher and student. Because seichel is more spiritual than a physical seed. But in the seed is the whole essence of the father. The child gets the characteristic traits of the father through the seed. The student doesn't necessarily get the traits of the teacher. Even though Chassidus explained, by the way, you find many times that students that are real students, they get the mannerisms of the teacher. Because after the hashpah, it does affect them in a gashmistic way. But officially, seichel doesn't affect the student as much as the seed does of the father. So therefore, what's the difference? Because by the seed, it comes into gashmias. And then by the student, it's just through speech of seichel. So he said the same thing in Torah. If you want to bring down the essence, it has to come into gashmias. What aspect of Torah deals with gashmias is halacha, that deals with the physical yes and no's of the world. So he said, it comes to the level of Kedesh from Kedesh Sha'elion, from the level of Kedesh without the Vav. Which comes higher than the world, and therefore that level comes down through learning Torah. So the level of Adon HaKohen actually says it's the level of Torah. And that's why the Birchas Kohanim is Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha Yoyer Hashem Panav Eilecha. Hashem should bless you. Hashem should shine His countenance upon you. That's a revelation from above. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, that's the level of Mamata Lamaila. He kept, you know, traveling one place to the next to spread godliness. V'hine Sefer Dekra, the end of that pasuk about the Shem and Yered El Zekan Adin. Then it says, Sheyered Al Pimei Daisov, that comes down to the Midas. Ratzalemer, she is Gala Midas of Shalkadish Baruch. V'ahavosei, that she become revealed. In other words, it says like this. When a person, what's the expression of the pasuk he's saying? So he says, that level is the first level of Torah. Then it comes even, comes even into the level of Midas of the person, Momaila.
And over here, Abraham and Aaron are compared to teacher and father.
And that, no. One's Momata Lamaila, one's Momaila Lamata. There he's talking about in Aaron HaKohen itself, Momaila Lamata, there's two levels. He said the Gilui of Aaron HaKohen to bring down Kadesh without the Vav into Kadesh, into the world, could be done in two ways. Father and teacher. That's the way the hashpa, milmaila. The teacher is teaching, the father is giving. But the difference between the two types, one comes more into gashmias, the seed, versus the teaching, which is more spiritual. But even though it comes into gashmias, it comes from the essence of the father, where teaching only doesn't come from the, comes from the seichel of the teacher, not from the essence of the teacher. The teacher doesn't transmit his essence to the student. Right. The father transmits his essence. Both are gilui momaila. Both are revelations from above. Both are hashpa. But one comes down in Gashmit, which he says like this is the aspect of Aloch of Torah that deals with the physical aspects of Torah versus the spiritual aspects.
And physical ultimately will be higher than spiritual.
Ultimately when Mashiach comes, well, now it's higher, but it doesn't look higher. When Mashiach comes, we'll see the advantage of Gashmis over Ruchnis, yes. Therefore, unlike Gan Eden, which is only spiritual mitzvahs and learning, when Mashiach comes, which is the ultimate of creation, will be everything Dafke Dira B'Techteinim Tchias HaMeisim Neshama in a guf, not the Neshama out of a guf. Because then we'll see the ultimate greatness of physical, that it's even greater than spiritual. And he says, "Shemamayla lamat glei kamidas basva dami mata lamayla betzimoy." Rakshiye, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When we do this hashpa, is going to be gilu elokus lamat kamela mayla mamisha de teira mitzvahs. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes, then it's going to be revealed. Now we're doing it. Now by doing Torah mitzvahs, you're actually bringing down godliness, that godliness down here is no different than the way it is up there. Einayid Milvade. The only thing that exists is godliness. And that's accomplished by doing Torah mitzvahs. When you show the paper, the table, the object is not a separate entity from Hashem, but on the contrary, it's a revelation of Hashem. But now we don't see it because we need strong glasses. We're blind. Because there's a concealment in the world. But when Mashiach comes, then we're going to see openly. That's the definition, by the way, of Dira B'Tachteinim. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the expression Dira means a dwelling place. And like we learned many times, in the house is the real person. There's no fake, there's no facade, there's no cover-up. When you're in the house, that's the real you. In the street, you dress accordingly, act accordingly. The real you is the way you're in the house. And where is that level? That means the essence of Hashem. And that essence of Hashem is going to be b'tachteinim down here. Not the Gan Eden, which is a ray of the Shekhinah. So Mashiach's time, basically, is the ultimate purpose of creation that Hashem wanted, a dwelling place down here, that the definition of that means the essence of Hashem, which is higher than physical and higher than spiritual, will be revealed in the physical world. And that's there really not only of Mashiach, but Tchias HaMeisim actually. And he says, Aidei Sheinam Shoch, as Meidei Tzashal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, like you said before, the Yud 13 attributes of mercy are the same 13 levels that the Torah has learned, like Rabbi Shmuel says. Okemeshir Kaz V'Shemen Yemina Yikra Pirush Shaidei B'China Shemen. The Pasuk says in where's the Mishlei that Shemen Yemina Yikra, that the oil will call the right side. What do you mean the oil will call the right side? So he says Shaidei B'China Shemen. He said before, Avram Avinu, his love of Hashem was called Avas Olam. Why is it called Avas Olam? Because that level of Hashem came from his understanding of world. Avram Avinu's love of Hashem came from, like even when he was 3 years old and he recognized the existence of Hashem, it was an understanding that he said there got to be a God. So he worshipped the sun, because the sun was powerful. Then when the sun left, he knew that obviously can't be God because he can't have a halftime God. So then the moon came up. He worshipped the moon. The moon left in the morning. He realized it can be. Finally, he came to the realization at 3 years old that there has to be a God which is above all that. But his understanding and his love of Hashem came from Kel Olam, right? He called it Kel Olam, but that is in a way of through world he understood godliness. Then there's Aver Abba, he said, the greater level of love that comes Momaila Lamato, from higher to lower, that's the level of Aaron HaKohen. And that's why Shemen calls the right side, which is Aver Abba. Okay, and that is the Ava of Hashem. Okay, skip like 10 lines. Through Torah mitzvahs, okay, and he says like this. So therefore, through Torah, you bring down the level of Nira, the level of Aaron, the highest level of Lakus, which is higher than world, into world. So he says like this. What is he, this Jew has the level of Ava. So what's he connecting to? The Midas of Hashem, the Ava of Hashem. He said, but a person doesn't only want a connection of Midas of Hashem. He wants a deeper level. He wants the essence of Hashem. So he says, "K'may mirazal kol aim erein liyala teira filu teira ein loy." Because if you only have teira, if you say I only have teira, nothing more, then he doesn't even have teira. Why? Aliyosim elav ruchay v'nishmasi elav yasiv mikedit ish v'lei v'achmik. What the Jew really wants in Hashem is the pnimius. The person doesn't want, ultimately, he doesn't want the Midas of Hashem. He wants to connect to the Pnimius of Hashem. And therefore, what is the saying, Birchas Kayanim, Aaron Zaveda, Yoyer Hashem Panav Elecha? It should be the Pnimius. Pnimius means not the Midas, which are an external, a person is not their Midas. Because you can change your midas. A person is not their character. Character you could change. A baby is what type of midas. A teenager is another type of midas. An adult has different type of midas, different desires and wants and fears and all that. The ultimate is to get to the essence, the relationship of essence to essence, and that is the level of pnimius. That's even higher than Torah.
I thought only a tzaddik can change the midas, and we can only change our evolution.
No, you can't change the midas of the Nefesh HaBamis to make that love alokus. You have the same likes you had when you were a kid.
No, but I'm saying my likes today.
I'll give you another simple example, even within adults. A person didn't like fish, only meat. Okay? And then for health reasons, the doctor says to him, no more meat, only fish, let's say. Yeah? So at the beginning, you don't like the fish. Afterwards, you get so used to the fish, you don't want to go back to meat anymore. You change the meat, though. Like this, I loved meat. Now, I hate the word love and food. I liked meat. Now I like fish. I changed my meat, though. A little kid likes little things. An adult likes big things. And even that, when you mature, you start liking. That's changing your meat. We're not talking about transforming the meat. That from love of world to love elokus, that only a tzaddik could do on a permanent basis. We just learned in Tanya Wednesday night that you have to try to do it anyway. That's become second nature. You got to work on it. But you can't transform midas of world to midas of kedusha. That a tzaddik could do.
Like the manner of Vayishlach Yeshua Maradim.
Yeah, that's what we spoke about. Yeah. That machshava, the thought, speech, and action, you could conquer. You can't conquer it itself. It has nothing to do with changing physical midas of the person, of the Nefesh HaBamis itself. Nefesh HaBamis, you can like one thing. You like some. A lot of people like certain foods, and then they hate it, and they like another food. That's changing midas. I like this, and then I come like this. That's changing midas. Zel, and this is what the pasuk continues. Baleis chasaneres, right? And then he says, El mul pnei hamineira. What does it mean, El mul pnei hamineira? Hainu pnim yisratzen elyon. To face the pnei hamineira, the face of the mineira. Mineira means, mineira represents godly revelation in the world. We learned, the Medrash, as Rashi quotes it, V'chi la'eira hu tzarech. Does Hashem need light of the Menorah? Hashem get away his way around the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, without lights? What's the purpose of lighting the Menorah? So it says in the Gemara, Simen hu l'chol boi olam sheshchina sheira b'Yisrael. It's a sign to the world that the Shechina rests in the Jewish people. Because the Menorah was miraculous. All seven candles had the same amount of oil, and then Amaravi burned 24 hours. Every night, until they had to put it out. So that it's a sign, and that's what the menorah represents, the gilui of Elokus. But it has to come to pnei hamenorah. You want to come to the pnimius of the menorah, not only the external level of the menorah, but actually the pnimius of the menorah. Hainorot, Knesset Yisrael, like you said before, achmu pnei hamenorah. but facing the pnei of the menorah, haynu b'chinas ponim el yeinim ameidim b'chinas zu. Through there, get the pnimius of Hashem that is lit up. Be'er pnei melechayim, like it says in Medrash Shabbos over here. V'haynu al derech kamayim al ponim leponim, like the analogy of when you look into water, you see a reflection of yourself. Kamayim al ponim means when a Jew wants to get the pnimius of Hashem, Hashem gives us his pnimius. Like it says, when usually when you love somebody, the person loves you back. Because the way you act is the way another person reacts. So when a Jew wants to reveal his pnimius to Hashem, so then Hashem reveals his pnimius. When the Jew kindles the menorah, Adin HaKohen, El mo pnei ha-meneira, facing the meneira, then you get your berach Hashem, your Hashem panav. Then you get that level of pnimius. V'inyin your Hashem panav elecha. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. His gal is pnimius ratzin elyin. The revelation of the pnimius of Hashem. Hanim shechomer mo pnei ha-meneira, which is shining ultimately opposite the meneira. So the Alter Rebbe at the beginning of the Maimer was asking about this whole neshama, the seven levels of the neshama, and Aaron HaKohen did it. So now the Alter Rebbe is explaining the whole avodah of the menorah, by the way. We know different parts of the Beis HaMikdash represented different avodahs of the Jew. The Mizbeach, for instance, represents davening, korbanis. The davening is instead of korbanis. The menorah represents Torah, ner mitzvah v'Torah ot. Right? So the menorah represents the Aved of Torah. So the Alter Rebbe, the whole Maim is explaining, that's the Aved of Aaron HaKohen, Momayla Lamata, that you bring it down through Torah, that's kindling the menorah, that not only do you have the Chitzenius HaTorah, not only do you have the external levels of Torah, but you have a Mo Pnei HaMenorah. You have the Pnimius, you seek out the Pnimius of Hashem, by the way, which is Pnimius HaTorah, and then Yer Hashem Panav Elecha, then Hashem shines His Gilui of Pnimius to you.
Seven
right.
Every Jew.
Right.
Every different kind of Jew.
Now, how's that done today? We don't have the menorah. No, not tefillin. Torah. Torah is the menorah. Tefillin. I know. He said he was going. Tefillah is momatal. Again. When we speak the difference between Aaron and Moshe, Moshe is Teda, Aaron is Tefillah, Aveda, Aveda. But now he's speaking within Aaron itself. There's a level of Nira.
So he's really doing both.
Yeah.
He's doing
Moshe Rabbeinu did both also.
He's doing Sechel and Midot. He's elevating the Midot and he's bringing our own sefer.
Right. Davening, by the way, is interesting. Davening is with cleaning your midas, right? Now, what came in the schus of Aaron? The clouds. What did the clouds do? Wash the clothing. Wash the clothing also. Cleansing the levushim.
40 years of dry cleaning.
Free.
Free.
Okay, so he says, like David HaMelech says in Beit L'David 80, as panecha Hashem avakish, I'm looking for the pnimius. In other words, it's foolish for a person to be happy with the external if you can get the internal. Why do you need to have an external revelation, a connection to Hashem, if you can have a much deeper pnimius connection with Hashem? And that's what David HaMelech says, panecha avaya avakish, I'm looking for your pnimius, and that's the Aveda, mo pnei amineda. A Jew has to want the pnimius of Elokus. V'adin kohen gadol, v'yamayla nedes neshamas Yisrael. This is exactly what did Aaron HaKohen do by kindling the menorah. He elevated the neshamas of the candles of neshamas. She'aliba mechuven leins of mamash. That they should be mopni amineda. What did Aaron HaKohen do? The pasuk says, you kindle the menorah, el mopni amineda. It faces the middle of the menorah. What did Aaron HaKohen do? He kindled the lights, the neshamis, that what? What did he accomplish? It should be el mopni amineda. That they should have the connection to the pnimius. That's exactly what Aaron HaKohen did. Not only did he kindle the menorah, in fact, that's why it says another din. Rashi quotes in Tetzavin here. The Gemara says, from there Rashi quotes it even in Pshat. The flame has to go up by itself. You ever notice when you light a candle, sometimes you light it, okay, but the wick didn't become inflamed yet. It takes another second or two, and the light becomes inflamed. The whole wick. Shall heves eila me'aleha means the whole wick is inflamed. You can kindle somebody's menorah, somebody's neshama. It's like a hit and run, you know.
Hit and miss.
Not hit and miss. You turn them out a little bit, but you didn't get the pnimius. Aaron HaKohen's avodah was when he kindled the menorah of a Jew. He did it in a way shall heves eila me'aleha that. Now, you know, when you learn the Gashmiz, the Kamenel, and then you learn our Pichsidis, everything, every part of the mitzvah makes sense in Avedas Hashem. The Jew has to have not only kindled the Menel, it has to be facing the Pnimius of Hashem. And now Yishalev Tzei Lameela means the whole Neshama has to become inflamed. Not a little bit of the Neshama.
But how does this compare with the Anatati essence of Moshe?
That's Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
What?
What?
Yeah.
Again, Aaron has Mumaila Lamata, Mumata Lamaila, Meshach has Mumaila Lamata, Mumata Lai. The Rebbe explains in the Sicha, the month came in Meshach's house. The well came in Miriam's chus. Aaron came the clouds, right?
Yes.
Now, I mean, each one had their own personal aveda. What happened when Miriam died? No more water. Who hit the rock, spoke to the rock, whatever? Moshe. The clouds left when Aaron HaKohen died. They came back in the chus of Moshe. But l'cheder, that's not Moshe's aveda. Moshe is the mon, Teira. How do you have the other two Avedas? And the Rebbe explains that's what a Nasi is, what a Rebbe is. Whatever needs to be done, he is Mamshech. No, he brings it down. L'chatchila, the well was in the Zchus of Miriam, because that's Miriam's Aveda. Whatever. The clouds is Aaron's Aveda, Anana Kteiris. The clouds from the Kteiris. Okay? Okay, but once there's nobody else to do it, Whose responsibility is it, and who does it? The Moshe Rabbeinu does it. So it's everything of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Wow.
What? Yeah.